Okie dokie, over to you.
Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking, and I'd like to welcome you to the ATRT3 plenary number 59 on the 15th of April, 2020 at 2100 UTC. The members attending the call today are Cheryl, Daniel, Pat, Yap, Vanda, Wolfgang, and Sebastian. Observers, Herb, Hanyu, and Everton. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda. Technical writer, Bernie. And we have apologies from Jacques and Leon. Today's meeting is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name before speaking. And Cheryl and Pat, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Brenda. I'll do the administrative and let Pat run the terribly complex queue that I'm sure will happen when we get into our main piece of agenda today, which is after the next two things. First of all, is there anyone who has a statement of interest update? Other than the fact that many people would be interested in getting out, it doesn't appear to be the case. In which case, Jennifer, action items.
Thank you, Cheryl. So on last time's call, I believe it was last week, we had an action item for the review team members to look at the new text for section 9 of the report and make comments in the document ahead of this call. So today, I guess we will mark that action item closed, but when Bernie will go through all those comments and as part of the agenda item number 3. So apart from that, I have nothing else to report. Thank you.
Nice and simple. Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate that. Last time I checked, there weren't any comments, but we shall see. But certainly the action item is closed, which brings us to the substantive part of today's call, with the exception of if anyone has any other business for us to deal with. And if you do have some you'd like to flag, please put it into the chat now. Welcome, Osvaldo. You're not late. We're just getting started. Please put any other business you'd like to flag into the chat, but we will make another call for any other business before we complete our agenda today. The two substantive pieces on our agenda today is the review of Section 9 of the report, which we're going to dive straight into after I stop talking and hand over to Pat and Bernie, and noting that we are using the report version 1.8. And of course, there it is as a link. But I do note that until Zoom changes security modifications, I'll call them, that they did, they do intend to make the links live again, but they haven't done so with the most recent update. So that is work pending from Zoom, at least so they tell us Zoom account holders at least. So cut and paste and you'll have the document open. So with that, Bernie, I'm going to hand it over to you and Pat for 3 and 4.
Pat, over to you. Someone's typing very loudly. If you're
they are very... and it's not me.
I got it. Thanks.
Bernie, you want to just dive in?
Sure. Why not? All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Hopefully, we will get through this. And if there is not too many changes, maybe we'll change the version number, Sebastian. All right. Enough levity here. 9192, there's not a lot there, really. Let's go to 93 right away. Okay. With the full version being better or not, it looks like the new one resulted more diplomatic than the previous one. Okay, so we have a comment from Vanda. We have a hand from Sebastian.
Yes, thank you very much, Sebastian Bosch speaking. I was not able to make any change in the document. Too much going on. I am now, I was able to read it and I have some comments to make during the call. My first, I would say, large comment, it's I feel that, and it may be the same for all the different items, we may want to switch the X number 2 and X number 3, because I think after the introduction, it will be better to go directly to the substance and to leave the document we were working with as a follow-up and not that beginner. One of the reasons is that there are some, when you read the link, you at least I have questions, and I think it's answered in the next ones, and it may be easier. Now, if we take the 9.3, on the first, the current 9.3, I have a general feeling, and I can understand that where you come from in writing that, but I don't like at all corporate-based practices for multiple reasons. One is corporate, but the second is best practice. There is no best practice. There are good practice, and in each and every case, those practice can be used the same way or different way in other company or in other organization or in other corporation. But that my own feeling about this general way of talking about something, and I am not sure that we need to. Who is doing best practices today? Big question mark. That's my first comment, and I will give few. But the second is that I didn't have time to go back to the different documents that, as you have done, Bernie. But we have a five-year strategic plan, we have a five-year operation plan, and we have a five-year finance plan and one-year operating and finance plan. We talk more than about strategic operation, and except at the end of this part about finance. Is it on purpose? And is it my description? Is it the one, the right one? Thank you.
All right. Let's go through the document and sort of take the things at hand. I see your hand, Cheryl. I'll go back to you in a sec. As far as switching 9.2 and 9.3, or sections 2 and 3, I have a bit of an issue with that, but I'll be glad to take the decision of the group. Cheryl, over to you.
Thanks. Sorry, I just didn't want you to miss me, because being up the top, I'm not sure. Just on Sebastian's point on best practices, this was a actually extraordinarily extensive discussion during the cross-community working groups not so many years back. And I believe, if memory serves, Bernie, that we did decide to go with the term good practices, because of the deeply held views of a number of people on the terminology of best practices. So I certainly think we could perhaps work sentence changes to take that into consideration in this document. Thanks.
All right. Yes, I was going to mention that when we got to there. Yes, I think there was general agreement in Workstream 2 that good practices will be done, and we certainly can do that. Let me take a note on that, and we'll fix that. Good practices. Okay. Next, we have a comment from Vonda. I could not come out with a full version being better or not. Looks like the new one resulted in more diplomatic than previous one. Let's talk about that for a sec. The point to actually doing this new version, Vonda, was that based on the information we got from Susanna and some further information afterwards when we asked some questions clarifying that. It became clear that ICANN's probably going to go away from accountability indicators, and focusing all our recommendations on accountability indicators and not looking at the bigger picture would probably result in not much action. So really the idea was to look at going one level up so that our recommendations could go somewhere. Vanda, over to you.
Yeah, I do agree. It's a clear, more diplomatic, considering exactly what you said, that Susanna explained better that they probably will not proceed on that. So there is no much reason for us to go deeply on that and criticize each point and so on. So I can survive with that new one. It's good, diplomatic, and anyway, focus on the points that we do not agree. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Vanda. And, you know, at the end of the day, if you look at the recommendations where we will get to at the end of the document, we're basically trying to keep the spirit of a lot of the things we had come up with for the accountability indicators anyways, or I tried to do that. All right, so let's get through this. Now, I guess the question I'm gonna ask at this point, do you want me to do a read through or shall we just go through the comments? I'm very flexible, we can do either one. I think most people were there when we did a read through last time, and I can certainly do it again, or we can just do comments. I know Sebastian didn't have time to put in his comments, so it's probably best to walk our way through, if that's okay with you, Pat.
Yeah, Bernie, I think that works.
All right, thank you. All right, so let's dive in. ICANN has been producing strategic and operational plans in keeping with corporate best practices. Best practices will be changed for good practices for quite some time, with some of the earliest versions dating back to 2003. The development of strategic and operational plans at ICANN is a significant undertaking for the board, ICANN org, and the community. Conforming with these good practices, the latest version of the ICANN strategic plan has a clear mission statement, a limited number of strategic objectives, which are then broken down into goals, which in turn have a number of outcomes and risks associated with each goal. Again, in keeping with good practices, ICANN produces an operational plan, which is based on the strategic plan to identify activities which will contribute to achieving the objectives and goals and outcomes of the strategic plan. ICANN also updates the community on its progress versus the strategic objectives and goals and outcomes via the annual reports since 2012, ICANN order reports to the board since 2016, and accountability indicators since June 2019. Although these efforts technically meet the good practice requirements for such activities, ATRT3 notes some significant issues with respect to the transparency and accountability of reporting on strategic and operational plans. A current example is fiscal year 19 annual report, noting this is the fourth annual report presenting a status of the ICANN strategic plan for fiscal years 2016 to 2020. In reporting on the first objective of evolve and further globalize ICANN, it updates the reader on the three goals of this strategic objective. The update for the first goal of further globalize and regionalize ICANN functions refers to the six regional reports for further information. Each of these lists all of the events and developments for the region in that past fiscal year and provides some excellent statistics on regional implication in ICANN for a total of 57 pages. ATRT3 appreciates the long list of details provided in these reports, but notes that there is no categorizing or linking of the information versus the goal or the four expected outcomes listed in the strategic plan. There is no assessment and summary provided which details if the goal or outcomes listed in the strategic plan are being attained or not. The information provided with respect to the goals of the five-year strategic plan only include information on the most recent fiscal year, and as such does not provide a complete view over the total period with respect to the progress towards this goal. ATRT 3 notes that these issues are present in most goals in this annual report, and that the ICANN org reports to the board for the most part suffer from these same issues. ATRT 3 welcomed the publication of the ICANN accountability indicators in June 2019, hoping this would provide improved progress reporting versus the goals for the 2016-2020 strategic plan, as the indicators presented in this website perfectly map to the goals in that strategic plan. However, a detailed analysis of the accountability indicators by ATRT 3 found a number of significant problems with these. See Annex C for detailed analysis of these. Sébastien.
Yes, thank you, Bernie. I would like to go a little bit up to, there is the first of the three bullet points. There is no categorizing or linking of the information. I have trouble to understand. I was asking myself, it's not, there is no categorization or linkage of the information, but it's my English inability here.
Okay, what we're trying to say, and thank you for pointing it out, and maybe we can use some different words here, is that in the annual report, there's basically just a bunch of facts. We, under that, things that are done for that goal, we have no idea which of those facts actually do apply to that goal or do not, and which ones apply to the outcomes. So I'm just trying to say that you can't figure out from that from the list of stuff they give us the things that actually matter for the goal.
Okay, I understand. I think if you can change the language, it will be easier at least.
I can look at that. Understand. Thank you.
And if you go after the three bullet points, ATRT3 note that this issue, the issue, what is the issues? Way of reporting?
Well, the three bullets.
Okay, are present in most goal. What you mean is that there is not, it's not, for each, for all the goal, it's not true for all the goal, but just only, not, it's not true for just only few of them, but a majority.
Most of them.
Okay.
Yeah, majority. That okay. is the point of the most.
Okay. And next paragraph, it's why we talk about June 2019.
I believe that's when the accountability indicators were published for the first time.
No, you think that it's just less than 1 year ago it was published for the first time?
The accountability indicators as presented and the ones we worked on, yes. As far as I know.
But if it's that the case, then if nobody know about it, it's quite normal. It's just new, brand new. But what is strange for me is that it's brand new. I would like very much to be sure about this date because...
I'll double check. Okay.
And if it's brand new and we will stop it... I am not sure about that, but and I see that there is a comment in the document. I was thinking that you may want to, it's when we as a group were aware of, but just, yeah, if it's a date, then some of the comments we made about the accountability indicator are quite quite moot. The fact that nobody knows about it, if it's brand new, it's quite normal.
Okay, I see in the chat that Jennifer's corrected me to 2017. So that we'll confirm that and then we'll be good.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
So that June date is there. All right.
Hello, Benny.
Yes, Tola?
Oh, yeah, this is Tola. I was just reading from what Jennifer posted here, and I think there's a bit of explanation there if that can satisfy what Sebastian was asking. If I just read from the chat what Jenny posted, there's a bit of information there. Thank you.
All right. Well, as I said, we'll definitely take a dive at that and have a look and really confirm the dates properly. Thanks, everyone, for spotting that one. Okay. Someone will go away in a second. Sorry about that. Okay, so let's go back up just a bit. I think we're too far down. Okay, thank you. So we have just finished the accountability indicators. We've got the thing of the date. We'll be checking on those. ATRT3 also notes that it is unaware of ICANN publishing a final overarching report with respect to any strategic plan, which would assess with precision the success and failures of that plan and therefore misses an opportunity to improve future strategic planning efforts. Such an evaluation is a requirement for much smaller projects and should therefore be an expectation for strategic plans. All right, Sebastian.
Yeah. My trouble with this is that we go from one plan to another, and therefore I have the impression that at least there are some output of the previous plan who are taking care of in the next one. In the same time, the story of ICANN about those plans is that you got a new CEO, you got a new strategic plan. He may wait for 1 year or 1.5 year before starting his own one, but and sometimes it's maybe the reason why there is no assessment of what previous CEO have done with the strategic plan. But that's my bad tongue today about the way this organization is run. I really would like to be sure that there is nothing about that. In this document, Bernie, you are really hitting a lot of things about strategic planning who were never discussed within the community, who must have been in the comments by one or the other. And that's quite first strange and good from your work. But I would like to be that we are cautioned about how we do that. And maybe one way to go, it's like with Susanna, it's to have somebody from ICANN.org and we have an exchange on that specific issue. I remember the time where we just had a strategic plan and for 5 years and operating and finance plan for 1 year. Now it's everything, it's 5 years. Once again, it's maybe a good to for ensuring what we are saying to have a discussion with somebody in charge of that within ICANN.org. Thank you.
Very good question. And I believe we did ask that question of Susanna. Am I correct, Jennifer?
Regarding the strategic plan?
Regarding a final overarching report with respect to strategic plans.
I believe so, Bernie. And there is no final overarching report on the strategic plan.
That has ever been produced.
Correct.
Yeah. So we did do our homework on that as far as we could tell. Wolfgang, I see your hand.
Yes. I think this is more a general problem. I understand, Sebastian, that we missed some points in our discussions. That this was also when I always used the language, we need an eagle's view on ICANN as a whole. So, but I think at this stage where we are now with the final report, so it's not practical anymore to go deeper in this issue. But I would recommend, and this would take Sebastian's point on board, that in our conclusions or final part, we have a number of bullet points where we say, you know, this should be done. And a report on the strategic plan, I think, would be certainly a part of this. Thank you. Back to Bernie.
Thank you, Wolfgang. And I think we have that in our recommendation at the end, but we'll get there by the end. All right. Any other comments? No. Let me check the chat. Blog on accountability indicators. Okay. All right. So ATRT3 therefore concludes that ICANN is at worst failing and at best falling short of community expectations with regards to being transparent and accountable as it should be with respect to its strategic plans. Although the conclusion is clear, it's important to look at the root causes of these issues so that these causes can be addressed effectively in a recommendation by ATRT3. Setting strategic objectives and goals based on the 2021-2025 draft strategic plan. ATRT3 notes that the public consultation on the 2021-2025 draft strategic plan only received a total of 15 comments, most of which were from SOs and ACs or their subcomponents, which would seem to indicate a failure of the community to buy into the process. Sebastian.
Yes, thank you, Bernie. This failure puzzled me because if we have SO and AC, that's the one who need and have to comment on those documents. I am not sure that we are looking for 5,000 comments by individual, like for .org or for Enterprise Scribe or for other like that. It's and I have a trouble on how we can measure it. Therefore, I understand your point of view, but I consider that it's not a failure. It's eventually it's a good way to be sure that a major group are answering and participating to the discussion. Therefore, I am a little bit not sure about this. And you repeat it in different parts of this document, and each time I was quite.
Well, I repeat it once when we talk about the operational plan. I can understand your concern, and you know, I'm certainly don't think we need to die in the ditch about this. I was simply bringing it up to point it out, and we can certainly review this part.
Okay, thank you.
Overwhelming complexity in understanding what results are being sought. The 2021-2025 strategic plan has 5 strategic objectives, which break down into 17 goals, which in turn break down into 59 targeted outcomes. These outcomes lack specificity. Most of the 59 targeted outcomes do not clearly state what needs to be done to attain the outcome or how one would measure the progress to achieving the outcome. This makes it very difficult to determine in a clear and simple fashion if the targeted outcome is achieved or not, which in turn makes it even more difficult to determine if the strategic goal is achieved, therefore making it almost impossible to determine if a strategic objective, which is composed of multiple strategic goals, has generated the expected results. ATRT3 believes it is a reasonable expectation that as a minimum, all goals and outcomes have a clear and simple criteria for success, which can be factually assessed. annual operational plan based on the 2021 draft plan. I'm not going to repeat the public comment. Sebastian had an issue. Sebastian, your hand.
Yeah, thank you, Bernie. I consider that it's good to have what I consider, even if it's end with two dots, annual operation plan. And we may wish to add that before the one we have setting strategic objective, we talk about the 5-year strategic plan, and it may be good to have some separation in this document. And it's I was reading that as a title, and I was looking what were we talking before, and I had trouble to find where it was and how it was organized. That's just a comment on the organization of the document here. Thank you.
All right, we can look at that. Thank you. As I said, we had some negative comments. As I said earlier, we're remaking the point about only 13 comments on the operational plan, and most of them were about finances. Next bullet. The 1-year 2021 operating plan presents the reader with 15 operational initiatives aimed at supporting the strategic goals and outcomes from the strategic plan, and 5 service groups under functional activities, which are further broken down into 36 units. It is important to note that details of each entry in the operational initiatives and functional activities is very well organized and presents certain critical information very well. Understanding the link of the operational initiatives to the goals and outcomes of the strategic plan 2021-2025 is no easy task, even if each of the operational initiatives presents a section titled Strategic Goals and Targeted Outcomes Supported. A major issue is that any specific operational initiative can contribute to multiple goals and outcomes. As an example of this, the operational initiative named Facilitate DNS Ecosystem Improvement lists that it contributes to 11 goals and outcomes from the strategic plan. In fact, the 15 operational initiatives collectively have 59 entries which support goals and outcomes. The main problem with this is that there is no cross-referencing provided, which indicates what goals and outcomes are supported by which operational initiatives. Adding to this complexity are the 36 functional activities, which in turn contribute to the operational initiatives by listing 100 such contributions. This type of matrix approach can be effective, but significantly increases complexity and essentially makes traceability of what contributed to a goal or outcome impossible, and also makes it impossible to measure progress for any given goal or outcome from the strategic plan. Relative to this, the ATRT3 commends the CCNSO for its detailed and insightful comments on ICANN's fiscal year 2021 operating and financial plan. So getting back to Sebastian's original question, I see your hand, Sebastian, I'll get to you in a second. The only reason I mention the operating and financial plan is that the...
8 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Excellent. All right. So the only mention there is that the operational plan is included in there, and that's the full title of the text. Sebastian.
Yes, thank you. I had a question about the last sentence you read. As you have read very carefully all the inputs, you underline the CCNSO because there are some very specific issue who are not deal in other comments made by other groups in this comment period.
That is essentially correct. Yes.
Okay, and if I remember well, you came twice. I guess there is another place where we talk about the CCNSO. the same, I guess.
I don't think so. I have one mention of the CCNSO in this section. Well, in 9.3.
Okay, got this impression in reading. Oh, maybe it's in the introduction of the document. Okay.
In 9.2, there's a reference to this document because I list all the documents.
Okay, we will see anyhow if we find it somewhere else, because I think I read it.
That's the only two places. It's once it's listed in the documents referenced in section 9.2, and it's referenced here in this bullet.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Understanding how to assess the success of the operational initiatives is at best very difficult. Each operational initiatives has a section titled How Progress is Tracked. ATRT3 notes that to track progress, there needs to be clear measurements versus a target towards which progress can be made. Unfortunately, this is rarely the case in these sections. As an example, the operational initiative titled Evolve and Strengthen the Multi-Stakeholder Model to Facilitate Diverse and Inclusive Participation in Policymaking lists 5 entries, none of which has a specific target, and measurements are, for the most part, vague and or very broad, such as metrics related to public comment proceedings. These observations are applicable to most, if not all, of the operational initiatives. ATRT3 also notes that although the 36 functional activities, which in turn contribute to operational initiatives by listing 100 such contributions, none of these contributions are included in how the progress is tracked section. All right, Herb says he has to leave the call. Thanks for joining, Herb. Those are the issues we list. The issues identified in this analysis bring to mind the following quote: all problems in computer science can be solved by another level of indirection, except for the problem of too many layers of indirection. And I threw that in because it really jumped to my mind. I mean, each time we have a goal or objective, we keep referring to something else, and then we keep referring to something else, and then we keep referring to something else, and we never get a target that this is going to be what's going to be done and how we're going to measure it. ATRT3 concludes that the almost complete lack of specific measurements, milestones, and the definition of clear targets with respect to the goals and outcomes of the 2021-2025 strategic plan, as well as in the operational initiatives in the 21 operating plan, will make it very difficult, if not impossible, to track progress and assess if these elements have been achieved or not. This conclusion may help to explain, at least in part, the lack of participation in the public consultation process with respect to the strategic and operational plans, given the average community member is provided with no clear information on what is being proposed and how it will be assessed. Yes, this last sentence here is dependent on if we keep those other parts. Sebastian.
Yes, thank you. I was questioning about average community member because everybody gets the same information, then the average and the top and the down and the SO and the AC. Then given that the community is provided with no clear information. Thank you.
Yeah, the point I was trying to make here, and maybe didn't make it very well, is that, you know, it may be fine for, if we take the CCNSO for an example, they have a subcommittee that deals with this specifically, and it's a well-populated committee that takes its time and actually produces this. I was trying to address the issue of individuals who actually want to contribute to this process and make comments. But I may have not done that properly, Sebastian.
No, you have done it properly. But my suggestion is therefore that we put here that the community is provided with no clear information, and it's even more difficult for average community member.
Oh, I get your point. All right, thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
Okay. community. Good point. Thank you. Okay. ATRT3 understands that there may be a number of factors which have steadily evolved over time to create this situation without there being a specific intent to do this. However, ATRT3 believes that this situation is no longer desirable or acceptable, as there can only be very limited accountability if there are no targets set, well-defined measurements made at regular intervals versus those targets, and an assessment if the targets are met or not at the end of this period. As such, ATRT3 is making a multi-part recommendation with respect to the accountability and transparency of strategic and operational plans. Sébastien.
Thank you. With a previous paragraph, when you talk about accountability, I have no suggestion, unfortunately, but I would like very much that you find something with transparency also, because in our recommendation, we talk about both. And here we have the impression that at the end, we have elements about accountability.
Yeah, no, very good point, Sébastien. And as I was reading it, I was sort of thinking the same thing. All right, I'll reword that. Okay, first bullet. Goals, strategic or not, outcomes targeted or not, operational initiatives, etc., must provide a clear and concise rationale in plain language explaining how each goal, outcome, operational initiative is critical to achieving the results of the one it is supporting. Example, for each strategic goal, there must be a rationale as to how it is critical for its strategic objective. Critical meaning it will fail without it. After that, I have in parenthesis as an option, ideally such rationales would be a maximum of one paragraph. Trying to avoid condensing things. Sébastien.
Yeah, thank you, Bernie. Sébastien Bachelet speaking. I'm questioning if we are not doing too much in explaining how I can need to work. I get your point totally, but I am not sure that it's our goal to tell them they need to have a short document, they need to have no more than X items, they need to... what we need to say is that we think they have to rethink about how they want to communicate about those topics. I don't feel that it's ATRT3 who have to tell them how they will have to work. Thank you.
Okay. Goals, strategic or not, outcomes targeted or not, operational initiatives must have clearly articulated in plain language specific criteria defining success and shall be SMART unless appropriately justified. ICANN should review its 21-25 strategic plan and 21 operating plan to ensure they meet this requirement. ICANN shall publish an annual status report on its strategic plan and operating plan objectives, goals, and outcomes in operational initiatives. This should clearly assess each of the elements presented in the strategic and operational plans, objectives, goals, outcomes, etc., clearly indicating what progress has been made versus the target in concise and plain language. Any additional comments with respect to the assessment should also be made in concise and plain language. Prior to being finalized, the report will be submitted for public comment. Again, I have in parenthesis as an option, ideally such a report. Whoa, you're going too far. Brenda, back up a bit. Okay, thank you. Ideally such a report would allow for a maximum of one page per item. Then the final one is ICANN shall publish an overarching report at the conclusion of a strategic plan, starting with the 16-20 strategic plan. This should clearly assess each of the elements presented in the strategic plan, objectives, goals, outcomes, clearly indicate if it was attained or not, and justify that assessment in concise and plain language. Any additional comments with respect to the assessment should also be made in concise and plain language. The report shall conclude with a section distilling the results of the assessments and how this could be applied to the 21-25 strategic plan. prior to being finalized, the report will be submitted for public comment. Again, a suggestion on the page per item. And that's it. Then we get to the old version of the report. All right, Sebastian.
Yeah, I will play the devil advocate here, but each year we revise a strategic plan. Therefore, it's a moving target, and we need to build the next one. If we wait for an overarching assessment, then we will have a 1 year or 2 year delay to build the next one. It's something we need to, to take into account. That's my first point. And okay, you disagree with me, no problem. I really feel that we are putting too much in detail. We are putting our finger in the things that we don't need to. We need to tell ICANN that they need to do things, but how they have to do it, if it's 5 words or 10 words, it's their duty, not our. I really feel strange in telling them they need to have 5 items and not more, and so on and so forth. Thank you very much.
Okay, a couple of points on that, Sebastian. I don't think anyone is suggesting that the overarching report is a requirement to start the new plan. I think, as you say, it's continually revised, so whenever we get to it. The point is simply to produce a report at the end of a strategic plan so the community has an idea where we got with it. As to the thing that's bothering you on number of items, number of pages, you'll notice there in brackets, because also I had some concerns, but they were trying to be some guidelines to be helpful, but I absolutely have no issues with removing them, which is why I put them in brackets in the first place. But thank you for those. Anybody else? Going once.
Bernie Sherrill here. It's just that there are some interactions in chat that you'll need to pay attention to as well. That's all.
Okay. Let's have a look at that. Lovanda, but I believe the suggestion on how would be good and not a bad idea. Sebastian, are you sure that the best good idea? I'm not. Cheryl, actually, Sam, I think it's our job to define that such rationale be succinct, yet sufficiently detailed and written in plain language where possible. Osvaldo, Advanda, me too. I think we should point what is lacking and what we think must be done, make them better. Vanda, if we are criticizing the way they are redoing suggestions, a good way, in my opinion, is a good direction. Cheryl, that fits my personal views at Vanda and Oswaldo. Direction, as my text above, is not, in my opinion, too specific in detail. Tola, I think the issue for us to avoid delving in redefining operations for ICANN.org. Indeed, agreed, Tola. There we go. I think we sort of fit in. We've gotten some really good comments today. So I'll try to edit those in to the next version, make that available tomorrow. Okay, yes from Tola. So Pat, I'm gonna hand it back to you unless there's something else on this section.
Thank you very much, Bernie. So if we can pull up the agenda again, please. Sebastian, your hand is raised.
Yes, thank you, Pat. We at the beginning, Bernie told that he was having an issue with my suggestion to switch X.2 to an X.3, as I really feel that it will be easier to be read by common community member, average community member. But Bernie, you told me that you have question with that and we didn't discuss it. Thank you.
A very good point. Well, I think you've made the suggestion. I in my Cartesian ex-programmer mind, let's go back to that, actually. Brenda, if you can bring up 9-1, please. Actually, 9-2. And she whips that right up. Excellent. All right. So what we've done in all the other points is use this exact setup. So 9-1, we say why we're looking at this. 9-2, we say the things we are considering. So 9-2-1, ATRT2 recommendations. There are none in this case. 9-2-2, ATRT3 surveys related. We say which questions we looked at, and 9-2-3, other information, and then we list the other information we go through. And then in 9-3, we go through the analysis of the information. As I said, my Cartesian mind, but I'm ready to, I am not going to die in the ditch in this, but I'm more than willing to take direction from the group on this. And Sebastian wants to put the analysis before this listing, which could be considered a bit of a bibliography in a way. I understand that. So I'll throw it on the floor if anybody else has any ideas.
So thank you, Bernie. So does anybody else want to weigh in on ordering here? Cheryl, your hand is raised.
Yeah, thanks, Pat. Cheryl for the record. I'm also not going to die in the ditch on it, as long as whatever we do in 9, we do everywhere else.
Yes, obviously, if we make a change here, we have to change the 9 other sections of the 10-section report. What I'm going to suggest, if it's okay, let's, as Cheryl likes to say, put a pin in this one and think about it, because it's really an ordering issue. It's not a fundamental discussion. It's just about, are we going to put this section in this order and that, and talk about it again in the next one. Sebastian, I see your hand is up.
Yeah, and sorry, I was cut off, and I'm really sorry, my internet connection, say, it's instable, and when I get that, it was when Cheryl was talking, and it's not my fault, Cheryl, that I don't know what you say, but I just wanted to raise one issue here. When we talk, I was really wondering why you were taking specifically the CC and SO in this list, and I had the answer later on. It's why at the end I was suggesting to switch those two, point 2 and point 3. Thank you. That's my rationale.
Thank you. And what you missed from Cheryl were two things. The first thing is if we switch it here, we have to switch it in the 9 other things, which makes sense. And that she's not going to die in the ditch for it as long as it's readable for everyone. And what I suggested right on the heels of that is that I think we've made some discussion on it. It's not a critical point. It's a formatting point as far as I'm concerned. Let's put a pin on it and come back to it on our next call, if that's okay with you, Sebastian.
It is okay with me, no problem. Thank you very much, Bernie.
All right, thank you, Sebastian. Pat, back to you.
All right, thank you, Bernie. So since we are approaching the top of the hour, before we get into our next section, which is the executive summary and introduction, why don't we go ahead and take 5 minutes here?
Oh, thank you.
And we'll start back up at, you want to take 5 or 10? 5? So let's start
five.
Back.
5 is fine.
All right, let's start back then at exactly the top of the hour. So thank you, Bernie. We'll see you in 5. Welcome back, everyone. This is Pat. We're going to now actually go through the introduction and executive summary. So, Bernie, you're up again.
Yay. All right. Welcome back, everyone. So, executive summary and subsections. There have been some modifications. Casey quite correctly had pointed out earlier on that we had not referenced things properly. So we've tried to fix most of those, if not all of them. And so here we are. This is the final report of the Third Accountability and Transparency Review Team, ATRT3, produced in accordance with the ICANN bylaws, section 46B. The review comes at a critical time for ICANN, given its accountability and transparency framework has significantly evolved since the ATRT2 review was completed in December 2013. Elements which significantly contributed to this evolution include the IANA stewardship transition in 2016, approval and implementation in the bylaws of the CCWG Accountability Workstream 1 recommendations in 2016. Workstream 1 essentially had three components to implement: bylaws changes, which the CCWG Accountability Workstream 1 co-chair declared complete, implementation of the empowered community and associated mechanisms, and the implementation of the IRP-IoT, all of which are implemented. The launching of work to improve the effectiveness of ICANN's multi-stakeholder model of governance in April 2019, approval by the board of the CCWG Accountability Workstream 2 recommendations for implementation in November 2019, the leveling off of ICANN revenues. The budget projections for fiscal year 20 show revenues at $140 million versus expenses of $137. The 2009, I will get to you in a second, Casey. The 2019 annual report shows revenues at US $143 million versus expenses of $139. Casey, over to you. I know you had objected to this originally. I got no other objections. I removed that comment. If you want to make it again, please go ahead.
Actually, can you hear me?
Very well.
I was on another, the earlier comment. I'm just confused about the English. I think it's a writing thing. You say the CCWG Accountability Workstream 1 declared the bylaws changes complete, but it's not clear to me who's declaring the rest of it. This English is weird. You've got implementation in here several times here. Implementation of the empowered community and associated mechanisms. So who said those were implemented? And then the next one, implementation of the IRP-IoT, who said those were implemented? And then you say all of which are implemented. And that implies that we are saying those are implemented, but I don't think we've looked at those.
No, I don't think we're saying that. The references point to the documents. The empowered community is defined in the bylaws and has its own website in ICANN, and that's what we're pointing to, with its associated mechanisms. And the IRP-IoT also has its own wiki and has its own ongoing section. And we even deal with that in our report in section 6, if I remember correctly. So if it's just the English that bugs you, then we can work on that. But
yeah, I think you need the last 5 words removed.
All right, we'll look at that. Thank you. Okay, moving on. It is also important to point out that specific and organizational reviews also need to evolve. Elements supporting this include publication for public comment on a process proposal for streamlining organizational reviews in April 2019. Approval of the new operating standards for specific reviews in June 2019. The publication of the board paper on resourcing and prioritization of community recommendations, draft proposal for community discussions in October 2019. Why there's a 15 there, I don't know. I'll fix that. Publication of the summary recommendations relating to Workstream 2 and reviews November 2019, which shows a backlog in approving or implementing 325 recommendations, and the publication of the board chair's paper on enhancing and streamlining ICANN reviews, issues, approaches, and next steps in October 2019. And why there's a 16 there. I think that's just a copy paste artifice. All right, KC.
Oh, sorry. No. I'm down. Hand down.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Thank you.
I'm just reading. Sorry.
In defining its scope, ATRT3 added two elements to the eight defined in the bylaws. These were accountability and transparency relating to strategic and operational plans, including accountability indicators, and prioritization and rationalization of activities, policies, and recommendations. To accomplish this, ATRT3 undertook a number of activities, including reviewed the implementation and effectiveness of the 46 distinct ATRT2 recommendations. See Annex A for details. Now I've got a footnote there explaining the difference between what was the 12 ATRT2 recommendations in our counting of the 46 distinct. Conducted a major survey of individuals and structures, SOCs, as well as GNSO constituent bodies and RALOs, on a wide range of relevant topics. See Annex B for details. Reviewed the ICANN accountability indicators in detail, see Annex C for details. Received briefings from various groups such as ICANN-ORG's public comment team and the NONCOM review implementation working group. Bit of formatting there. Reviewed many ICANN documents, held interviews and meetings with the community at ICANN 65 and ICANN 66. For each topic in its scope, ATRT3 gathered all the relevant information, assessed the information to identify if there were any significant issues, and made recommendations where necessary. Sebastian.
Thank you, Bernie. Sebastian Bachelet speaking. Here, I would like to add relevant and available information, because we didn't get all the information we were asking for. Thank you.
Relevant and available. Okay, noted. I'm just writing a note here so I get the right place. Okay. In considering and analyzing all of this information, ATRT3 identified five areas which it deemed required recommendations. In making its recommendations, ATRT3 has adhered to the new guidelines for specific reviews, as well as its own requirements for recommendations in its terms of reference. All ATRT3 recommendations are meant to be SMART and include a complete checklist of requirements as per specific reviews recommendations. ATRT3 concludes its report by making these five recommendations ranked in priority order as follows. Recommendation on prioritization of review and CCWG recommendations, section 10 of this report. Recommendation on amending specific and organizational reviews, section 8 of this report. Recommendation for accountability and transparency relating to strategic and operational plans, including accountability indicators, section 9 of this report. Recommendation on public input, section 3 of this report. Recommendation on completing the implementation of ATRT2 recommendations, section 7 of this report. So that's the executive summary, Sebastian.
Yeah, thank you, Bernie. Sebastian, I'm sure speaking. My question here is a ranking. I don't remember if we have an in-depth discussion on that, but my feeling now is that even if we add I would put the two first one at the same level, and 1, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
Okay, Cheryl.
Thanks. Pardon me. Thanks, Bernie. Cheryl for the record. You know me and numbers, Bernie. The order of them. I think we should go in the executive summary. We may as well just mention the recommendations in the order. So, you know, section 3, section, you know, 6, section 7, section 8, section 9, section 10. In that text order, and then if there's any ranking, have that as a separate sentence. Thanks.
All right. Both interesting suggestions. All right, I'll see what we can do with that. You'll remember originally in our draft structure of the report, we had a final section where we were looking at doing the prioritization and the recommendations. So maybe what we can do is say what Cheryl was saying here and just put them in numerical order here and have that discussion in, later. All right, anything else before we leave this part? Nothing, okay. Review background. The affirmation of commitments between ICANN and the United States Department of Commerce, signed on 30th September 2009, required ICANN to commit to undertaking several reviews. Blah, blah, blah. Reviews are important accountability mechanisms that are now required by ICANN bylaws and are critical to maintaining a healthy multi-stakeholder model. The AOC reviews are currently referred to as specific reviews and are mandated in Section 4.6 of the bylaws. They include the accountability and transparency reviews, the competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice reviews, the security, stability, and resiliency reviews, and registration directory service reviews. According to the bylaws, Section 4.6b, the ICANN board shall cause a periodic review of ICANN's execution of its commitment to maintain and improve robust mechanisms for public input, accountability, and transparency, so as to ensure that the outcomes of its decision-making reflect the public interest and are accountable to the internet community. Accountability and transparency review. The bylaws outline the issues that the accountability and transparency review may assess as described in Section 2.3 of this report. I may have to review that reference. Good point. 2.3. Article 4.6, Roman numeral 6, states that the accountability and transparency reviews shall be conducted no less frequently than every 5 years, measured from the date the previous accountability and transparency review was convened. Additionally, there is a requirement that ATRT reviews be completed within 1 year. The first ATRT review, ATRT 1, submitted its final report to the ICANN board on 31 December 2010. The report included 27 recommendations on the following topics: ICANN board directors, governance, performance, and composition, role and effectiveness of the GAC and its interaction with the board, public input processes and the policy development process, review mechanisms for board decisions, and overarching recommendations. The second ATRT review, ATRT 2, submitted its final report to the ICANN board on 31 December 2013. The report included 12 general recommendations, which ATRT 3 has broken down into 46 distinct recommendations on similar themes as those as ATRT 1. The third ATRT review, ATRT 3, had its first face-to-face meeting on 3 to 5 April 2019 and is mandated to issue its final report within 1 year of convening its first meeting, that is by 5 April 2020, when the report is handed in. And we'll figure out some wording to put in there, given that we're obviously past 5 April 2020. Details of the ATRT 3 composition are available on the ATRT 3 wiki page. The ATRT 3 contracted Bernard Turcotte to serve as technical writer for the review. Anything on this section? Okay. Review scope. Per the ICANN bylaws, Section 4.6b, I'm not going to read these. These are quoted straight from the bylaws. I don't think there's any value in taking our time on that. And at the bottom here, the ATRT 3 included the above, in the above items in its scope, along with the following topics: accountability and transparency relating to strategic and operational plans, including accountability indicators, and prioritization, rationalization of activities, policies, and recommendations. Methodology. After identifying and prioritizing its scope items through a series of brainstorming exercises, the team agreed to conduct its work in four work parties: board, GAC, reviews, community. Work party objectives were guided by ICANN's bylaws. After completing its initial research and analysis of data, the review team agreed by consensus to move work party to plenary level. We have to fix the wording there a little bit. To undertake its work, ATRT3 organized its report based on its scope items, reviewed the implementation and effectiveness of the 46 distinct ATRT2 recommendations, conducted a major survey of individuals and structures on a wide range of relevant topics. Results of the survey can be found in Annex B, held interviews and meetings with the community at ICANN 65 and 66, received briefings from various groups such as ICANN Org's public comment team and the NONCOM Review Implementation Working Group, reviewed the ICANN accountability indicators in detail, reviewed many ICANN documents requested, and received several clarifications from ICANN. And on that last one, I'll refer to Sebastian's previous comment, and I'll tweak that one regarding we didn't get everything we asked for. Okay. Any issues up to this point? No. Okay. This is pretty much, you know, cut and paste of various things we've said in the past. A more interesting point is here. Summary of major and findings. Wow. Okay. So that needs to be fixed. Summary of major findings. Brenda, we dropped just a bit. Okay. ATRT3's first major finding was that reviews, both specific and organizational, could not continue as they were currently operating. Elements which led ATRT3 to this conclusion, in addition to those listed in the introduction section, included results of the ATRT3 survey regarding reviews and prioritization, publication of the summary of recommendations relating to worsening two reviews, November 2019, which shows a backlog in approving or implementing 325 review and Workstream 2 recommendations, work on the evolution of ICANN's multi-stakeholder model, issues related to implementation of past specific review recommendations, ATRT2, SSR1, who is 2, issues related to the completion of the SSR2 review, which is still ongoing 3 years after its first meeting, issues with organizational reviews, which with respect to the recommendations made by independent examiners, ALAC, SSAC, SSAC, and RSSAC. These findings are presented in sections 7, 8, and 10 of this report, which include recommendations on completing the implementation of ATRT2 recommendations, amending specific and organizational reviews, which will require a bylaws amendment, and instituting a prioritization system for the implementation of review NCCWG recommendations, which may require a bylaws amendment. ATRT3 also identified significant issues with respect to the production and reporting on of ICANN strategic and operational plans, and makes a recommendation regarding this in section 9 of this report. Finally, ATRT3 found some significant issues with public input, especially with respect to public comments versus other public input methods. ATRT3 presents its findings, including a recommendation in section 3 of this report. Review team suggestions and recommendations. In a context where there are 325 review recommendations awaiting approval or implementation, ATRT3 has chosen to be pragmatic and effective in making recommendations. Although ATRT3 makes both recommendations and suggestions, it only requires the implementation of its 5 recommendations. Suggestions are meant to be exactly that, suggestions, and it is left to those concerned by those individual suggestions, which can be found in annexes A and B of this report, to decide if they should or not be implemented. In making its recommendations, ATRT3 has also adhered to the new guidelines for specific reviews, as well as its own requirements for recommendations in its terms of reference. All ATRT3 recommendations are meant to be SMART and include a complete checklist of requirements for specific review recommendations. SMART shall come with a comment from Vanda. SMART shall come with an information at the end of the page, for instance, to allow translators to make. Yes, I've used the acronym SMART earlier and defined it, but yes, I'll do that here also, Vanda. Good point. Additionally, ATRT3 is ranking its recommendations, and we haven't finished doing that. This is a suggestion. ATRT3 makes 5 recommendations, which are ranked priority order. Sebastian has already noted that the first 2 should be at the same level. All right, and I think that's it. After that, we get into section 1 of the report. So I've taken a few comments, Casey.
I've never seen a executive summary that didn't list the recommendations. Can we actually put the recommendations in here? These are sort of topics of the recommendations.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting point in that our recommendations tend to be long, and I actually wanted to have that discussion. So thank you. Yes, we certainly can put them in. It's only an editing feature. But let's remember that we will end up with about, 5 or 6 pages of them. But I see Pat giving us a thumbs up. Cheryl, you have a comment?
Yeah, I guess I'm after balance between the length of the executive summary and having at least a brief statement that outlines the sort of more your PowerPoint version headline of the recommendation. So I do hear what Casey's saying, and yes, that is probably something that I'm more than comfortable putting in, but I'm not comfortable putting in some 5 extremely long recommendations and rationales. So if we can we've got the links to the actual places in the documents. If they can be made hyperlinked in the final document, which I'm assuming they will be, excellent, and allow ease of the reader to dig in and get the greater detail. So if we can list as brief but as accurately as possible and hyperlink it to the gory details, I'm comfortable. Thanks.
Casey?
Yeah, my experience is that a few people read past the executive summary, so we definitely want them to know what the recommendations are before the end of this section of the report. There's a lot of redundancy in this section, including these last 5 bullets are repeated twice. So it seems to me we could deal with some of the redundancy to get us some room back to make room for the recommendations and then not put all of the rationale in just a sentence describing.
Okay.
I haven't tried to do that. So Bernard, that I know that makes your job hard. So I don't know how hard that's going to
be. Yeah, no, I would stay away from trying to put in the whole rationale. If we're going to put in the recommendations, then let's put in the recommendations. But we have Vanda's hand up. Vanda.
Yeah, my suggestion is just to make a link for, those linking into the sentence, like section 10 is underlined, and you click on that and go directed to read that instead of put all those things around. I believe we agreed it was not a good idea to have all those recommendations beforehand jump into the people like that. If people want to read that underlined section, section 10, you click on that and you go straight to the other part of the report. Make it easier for someone that wants to read first and so on. So that's my general comments. And Wolfgang said there could be an extra box to put on that. But anyway, for me, the link will be more useful for someone reading this report. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanda. Pat.
Thanks, Bernie. Yeah, Vanda, I think that's right if everybody reads online. And I think that from the standpoint of, Casey's point around having an executive summary that I can just walk away with and understand, maybe not in gory detail, but understand exactly what the recommendation is and some know, the rationale behind that, I think that's important to have in the executive summary. So I agree that while we don't want to just replicate everything, there still has to be some sufficiency to what we are putting in there so that people can walk away from the executive summary and go, yeah, I understand what these five things really are driving towards. They should be hyperlinked, yes, for online version, but for those of us who like to touch and feel the paper, I think they need to be in the executive summary.
All right, thank you, Pat. Tola.
Okay, this Tola for the record. I agree with what Pat just said. I was going to say the same thing. I believe very strongly that we need to have the recommendation on the executive summary. And that's the reason why this executive summary anyway.
All right.
Maybe we just make a link. You click on it and it takes you to the exact page for the details. But we need to have the executive summary. We need to have the recommendation on the executive summary.
All right. I think the people have spoken. Let me see what I can do to take in all those comments, including Casey's saying, let's not reduplicate this and maybe make room for that. I will throw that together tomorrow, send out an email to the list, and we can all have a look at it and see what it actually looks like when we put that in. Does that sound okay for everyone? Vonda has a check mark, Pat has a check mark, and Cheryl has a thumbs up. Tola, your hand is still up.
Okay, so I'll drop
them. All right, great. Pat, I'm done. Back to you.
All right, thank you, Bernie. If we could pull up the agenda, I think we're at any other business at this point in time. And while I don't think we called for it at the beginning, do we have any other business at this time?
Pat, I guess I want to talk about the that, what is that, that intra-ILA report, which is making the rounds on ESSEC too. I just want to make sure if the rest of the committee doesn't think this is an accountability issue, well, we can just drop it and I'll mention it somewhere else. But it's got accountability in it so many times, and it seems to, I've heard similar things from maybe an aligned set of stakeholders with those guys. I just wonder if we're going to say nothing, or do we want to mention it as an issue that needs to be addressed? I'm also in the middle of an ESSEC conversation about the EPDP progress so far, and apparently ESSEC's not super happy with it. So a comment's going to come out, and I'm a little worried that our trust in the EPDP solving a bunch of things, and therefore there being no need for, say, future RDS reviews or worrying about implementation of previous recommendations is a little optimistic.
So Casey, this is Pat. Let me those are two separate items, but let me address the first one with the inter-aisle report.
Great.
So I'm not, I was trying to be careful and not say that I was for or against the inter-aisle report. I think there's some important items on there, but I was seeing it more from the standpoint of the Mason Cole position and coming from the IPC, the IP constituency, in terms of, there's a lot of pressure that comes out of the IPC in terms of, hey, ICANN, you've got all these tools in your agreement, so why don't you go do something? And then a conversation from ICANN saying, we don't really have the tools in the agreement. And that's what I was referring to as, what is a difference in interpretation of what is allowable within the agreement or within the revisions of the agreements based upon negotiations with contracted parties. And I was trying to be a little careful because I am a contracted party. And so I didn't want to, you know, to put a lot out there that was, well, I'm one way or the other way, but I was just suggesting that if we wanted to evaluate what the right, you know, what an impartial or a non-biased view of what the contractual obligations are, that we probably ought to have some kind of legal advice that would actually be cut, that we would have had paid for by ICANN if we had done that in the beginning, much like EPDP went out and got legal resources that provide advice to that group in terms of interpreting the law or taking a look at those kinds of things. And so that's why I was suggesting about legal resources, not that I was saying anything really about the NRI report being wrong or right for that matter. I think it's a good report that they've put out, and I think it has you know, some things to consider. But when it comes to the tools that ICANN has available, are we trying to evaluate what NRIL has said, or are we trying to evaluate what the IPC is saying, or what Perkins Coie is saying in terms of what ICANN can and cannot do with their agreement? And so I was just trying to be cautious around that in the reply to your early Monday morning or late Sunday night email.
Yeah. I totally agree and appreciate all of that. That's kind of exactly why I think something needs to be said. And it's kind of late in the game to actually go try and investigate this, but I think it's not too late to put some wording in here that this is an accountability issue that needs to be resolved by presumably objective parties. I think the EPDP law firm is apparently taking some heat or the whole process is taking heat for not being objective. So obviously this is a risk of the multi-stakeholder dynamic, but I think I'm just wondering if there's consensus reachable and that something should be said about this issue. Because I think even if you, whether you think the existing contract, I don't think we should go near trying to do legal interpretation of the contracts ourselves, but whether you think the legal contracts are enough right now or not, that's independent of whether there's an accountability issue with respect to accessibility of the data for public use for, you know, operational security or whatnot, which is really more what the inter-aisle report was getting at. Let's not even talk about the Mason Cole thing because, you know, it's much right. More shrill.
And then, so on the inter-aisle report, when it comes to, you know, accessibility to the data, I'm not certain we're done yet. And that would be my only caution about trying to put something out right now. Because, yeah, we've for the people that use the registration data and WHOIS data, they've not had access to it for 2 years. And I know that's painful for intellectual property, for security researchers, for government agencies that bring actions and law enforcement, right? So they've all had struggles with that. And if we want to make a comment or even a suggestion about a process that's not done yet, is it that we would be making a comment about the process, or be making a comment about the condition that really we're in, where registries and registrars have to evaluate, you know, making that data available without having a solution at the end? And so I would argue that access to that data is premature to make a comment on, because the process isn't over. And while, yes, they've got a big wall right now around getting to this access model, it's still not done. So if it had an outcome, I would say I think you're right, but we don't have an outcome yet.
Well, I'm not talking about the 2 year accountability issue. I'm talking about the 25 year accountability issue. So this isn't just, I understand that GDPR is the latest excuse and EPDP is trying to navigate its way through that, but again, that's a symptom of the larger problem here.
Okay.
Maybe we've said.
So I guess we should put it to the rest of the group. I mean, is it, and knowing that we're at the end, and we may not be making recommendations, but maybe we're making strong suggestions. Does anybody else on the team, review team, feel strongly that we ought to talk about these areas? Bernie, your hand?
Thank you, yes. I'm not just an operational comment here. Excuse me. I'm not sure that everyone is as aware of all the details of this as maybe you are. As, you know, there's only the two of you talking about this. If we want to put this as a group, maybe we should have a small text, at least, explaining what we're talking about and what we're asking people to consider looking at, just so everyone is really clear on what is being asked here. Thank you.
So am I still unmuted? Wolfgang was the first one that sent this document to the list. I wonder if he actually wanted to have a discussion about it. if he's still on the call.
Yeah, Wolfgang's still on. Wolfgang, you want to contribute here?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yeah. We can.
Okay. My comment was really, at the end of the day, I think what people are really reading is the executive summary and the recommendations. And here we have to invest a little bit more to make the language very clear, the message very clear. I just mentioned in the chat that I reported yesterday to the policy meeting of the non-commercial stakeholder group. They wanted to know, they gave me 5 minutes, what's going on. And insofar, if you read now or if you present the text now, it's for outsiders a little bit confusing. So that means we have the substance there. It's not a substantial issue. The formatting issue and how to find the really right words and the right sentence. So it's not a big point, but at the end of the day, we all know this. So nobody reads the 100 or something pages. So it's the executive summary and the recommendations. And here we have to invest a little bit more. Bernie has indicated that he will go through the text, and we will have probably a more condensed version tomorrow. So it can be even shorter. Half a page or one page is really absolutely enough for an executive summary. And the recommendations, that's true. We have the rationale, but we have the 5 or 6 recommendations, and then some subpoints. And I think this has substance, and I think I mentioned this also in Brussels, that a sort of final version is much better, and all the long analysis can be put in the annex. Back to you, Bernie or Pat. Thank you.
Okay, we totally switched topics there, Wolfgang. We were actually asking you about the document that you sent to the list last week, the Inter-Isle report, and whether we should discuss making a comment on it in the ATR T3 report. Although since you switched topics, I want to say I actually agree with you about the executive summary. It could be clearer, but I think that adding the recommendations itself would help to make it a lot clearer, more condensed, as you say. So I think Bernie's on it.
Okay. I missed the point. Yeah, sorry. It was a question, and I think Yap and Pat gave an answer and said it's better to discuss this in the EDPT. And partly I agree. So if you read documents, sometimes you say, "Oh, could this fit?" And at this stage where we are in the very final stage, it makes no sense. But we should be aware, and there has been some critical points in this. Article, which probably touch also our things. I mentioned a little bit earlier today that it could be idea that in a very final section, we say looking forward, so what has to be done? Because in this paper, they raise some points which, in my opinion, are serious. Certainly, they are not under the mandate of the ATRT3 primarily, but they belong to ICANN as a whole. And insofar, probably we could add 5, 6, 7 points under a new section, looking forward to what has to be done, where we just raise problems which were not discussed by us, where we have no concrete suggestions or the recommendations, but where we say, this is work which has to be done in the years ahead of us. Back to you.
Cheryl? Okay, I think that's reasonable. I don't hear anybody else having some interest, so I just want to make sure that I brought it up, and I can bring it up, and I can let ESSAC know that ATRT3 is not going to talk about this. They're waiting for EPDP. And ESSEC is on its own if it wants to make recommendations in this space.
Does
Thanks, Casey. Cheryl, for the record, my hand was up. I'm a little more ambivalent, I suppose, but I see the points on both sides. I think from my point of view, my preference is certainly that anything substantive gets left to EDP, but I think there can be some merit in what Wolfgang raised in his intervention, and that is there's a possibility of us making a very high level recognition of the work and a comment, a noting, if you will, in some form of going forward. An in conclusion type thing at the end of the document, which could of course have a brief note or linkage to the executive summary, which is what we're actually discussing for the most of today's call. But I think this is probably best somewhere else, if at all. So I may not have helped clarify anything, but that was just my personal opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. So I think that given where we are and what Wolfgang has said, that I think we're right. I think, Casey, you're right that's where we're going to end up, is that we're not going to address it. We're going to push it to leave it for the phase two to finish up their recommendation. And then, of course, it'll follow on with an implementation review team. And since they are scheduled to be done by the end of June, I think that they'll do something, relatively soon. Everyone good with that? Any objections to that? I see a thumb up from Cheryl. I don't see any other indicators. Yes, no. All right, well, I guess that's where we are then. So any other business? All right, thank you. So Jennifer, if you will let us fill us in with what we decided or what action items we walked away with today. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. The action item that I captured is for Bernie, and he's going to adjust the executive summary to include the recommendations in some form as discussed today. And he will circulate those or that summary to the list on Thursday for the team's review. And that's all the actions I captured. Let me know if I missed something. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Appreciate that. And so, Cheryl, if there's anything else, or if there's not anything else, I think that we will go ahead and close. Do you have one last word, please?
I'm happy. We're done. Let everyone know when the next call is, though. That's always a good plan.
All right. So we are on a Friday at 1100 UTC. And we'll see you all then.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. Bye for now.
Thank you very much. Be safe, everyone.
Stay safe.
Bye.
Take care.
Yep. Stay bye. Safe. Bye. Make smart choices.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye for now.